It's Monday night, about 10 o'clock. I've just come home from a meeting of my local branch of the National Farmers Union. This is something that they and I do every year. We get together and talk about issues of mutual interest and concern. So I made a presentation to them where I talked a little bit about my new job in the Department for Energy and Climate Change and the consequences of climate change for farming and the responsibility of farming to cut its carbon footprint, a presentation about how I see farming has been performing through the recession and the prospects in the immediate future, something about the importance of farming to rural economies, and some specific issues locally about the promotion of local food chains, perhaps through the Taste of Staffordshire brand, and the future of our military base, MOD Stafford, and the future of the M6 motorway, which would be relevant to farmers if it were to be widened and more agricultural land needed to be bought for the new road. But in fact, I was able to say that the government seems to have given up on widening motorways and now prefers the alternative solution of hard shoulder running, which gives a kind of extra lane without having to build any more motorway. It's interesting that the kind of things they raise with me. There was a lot of interest in what I can do to cut regulation, form filling and inspections for farmers. And I've always thought that a whole farm approach to kind of regulation would be an assistance for them. There's a current issue at the moment that DEFRA, the Department for Farming, is raising with farming at the moment about sharing the cost of tackling future diseases, which farmers just see as obviously another expense added onto them. And so that's quite tricky. And a strong theme, as ever at these meetings, is bovine TB and the effect of badgers in the transmission of TB, because it's become a very serious problem in Staffordshire over the last decade and now is kind of heart-rending for farmers who see their herds that they've cared for so closely for so long slaughtered because of the effects of TB. And then obviously their businesses are affected as well. As ever, it was a really useful exchange of views, and what I'll be doing is writing to ministers to raise the points that they made with me and report back to them. And we do finish these meetings with a kind of a mutual respect. I really rate them for the hard work that they do and the contribution they make to the country. They, I think, appreciate the fact that every year I come back, show an interest in their industry. Now, because I've been doing it for so long, show an understanding and command of the subjects that they're interested in. And we do get on well. And my message to them at the end of the meeting was that I believe that in this country, following that great financial services crash and the worldwide recession that it created, I think people are yearning for a more sustainable way of running our lives and running our country in the future. And part of that sustainability to me is a renewed respect for and desire for the manufacturing base and the farming base that this country has had strongly in the past. People believe that it is part of sustainability, that we can actually make things for ourselves and that we can grow food for ourselves. And I believe there's a very strong chance of being able to reinforce our backing for both of those sectors of our economy. And I'm reinforced in that by Henry Benn's publication last month of a new sustainable food strategy, which I think is particularly helpful.